السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. O Muslim, Muslimah, tonight you should scan the sky. It is the 14th night, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand. In Arabic, we call it Laylatul Badr, the full moon, shining in its glory and beauty. That's why it's called Qamar. Qamar means the waxing and the waning of the moon. So therefore, chapter 54 is called Suratul Qamar. So all these are the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Which scientist, which professor, which doctor, which organization can do that? Nobody can do that. Beside Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we present to you our report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commands us, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, proclaim it, announce it, pronounce it, and attribute everything to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The command is for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but by analogy, then we also get included through the barakah of Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The person who is not grateful to humanity, in reality, is not thankful and grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So today's topic and the title is Trip to Roshni. So Roshni means light, radiance and effulgence. We'll come to that just now. So the morning program, mashallah, Mo Salim, I think is somewhere in India now. So Allah Ta'ala make his safar and journey kamyab and easy and successful. He, his wife, children, grandchildren, and bring them back safely and sound. Mashallah, we need them here in South Africa as well. But they needed the break also. So Allah Ta'ala accept all the good work they are doing wherever they are. Hafiz Wadi is handling it quite well, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward him 4 to 6. He and our Junaid Mota, Junaid wa Jannat Mota. So they are carrying on. And then we come down. Nowadays the Adhan goes at 4:10. So 4:17, 4:18 we start and we try and finish up by 5 past 5, 5:07 or so. Because our Fajr Salat here in the Sufi Masjid is at 5:10 nowadays. With Allah's Fazl, Allah's Karam, Allah's mercy, grace and benevolence going very well. And the listenership is growing as well, all with the grace and mercy of Allah. Allah reward the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International and the Capital Group, mashallah, for sponsoring all these programs where thousands and millions of people can benefit, mashallah, every week, every month. And then we have the tafsir. So now, mashallah, we started with Surah to Yunus, and that is chapter number 10 of the Noble Quran. Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, we concluded it. Fascinating Surah. How many lessons to learn, and the Ghazwa-i Tabuk discussed in detail, and how Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made muqata'a with Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu an and the other Sahaba, 3 of them in total, for 50 days. Why did you not come and participate in this battle? You have no valid excuse. So it shows sometimes that to cut off ties with people, to teach them a lesson is permissible, but not for our own ego and desires. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah, to love for Allah's sake and to hate and despise and detest for Allah's sake. Authentic hadith in Mishkan Sharif. And if you want from an aqidah point of view, we call it al-bawala wal-bara. Wala, with who we should have friendship, and bara, with who we sever our ties, the jutlas and the harbis and so forth. We have nothing to do with you haramis. So that is what we need to understand as well. And thereafter, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, the Q&A program, so Hafiz Wadi handling that very well, and that's going well. So the past Monday it was, today inshallah, and yesterday also was Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. So inshallah the program will go well, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, between 8 and 10. That's our flagship program, you know. So Allah Ta'ala Qabul for my Allah accept it. Tuesday, mashallah, we have what we call that bliss of marriage, and that is what Sirius FM, Allah Ta'ala reward the directors there, Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, his honorable son. And that is Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Domestic problems, so many in the Ummah, you can't believe, you know. Divorce and the assaulting and the infidelity, husband having affairs, some wife having affairs, and it just goes on and on and that. So sometimes you just wonder, you know, where this Ummah is going to. Allah protect us all. Always read the dua. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, hassin, ha, sword, noon, farji, O Allah, protect my private part. Because today everything is available, you just pay free of charge sometimes also, you pay and everything works, you see, it's legal according to the governments and law and all that. So that is shaitaniyat, all these things here, fornication, adultery, gay business, lesbian, and it goes on and on, and transgender. Yesterday some student came and they tell me, we in university, so he say in the class there are trans guys, there are gays there, and there are straight guys and so forth. So everybody is categorized already, you see, who's who in the zoo, like that, you see. So Allah protect us, protect our iman, our haya, our shame, our modesty and everything else. So that is now Tuesday, mashallah, and then we leave it open, whatever questions you want to ask. We don't censor this and censor that, remember that. And thereafter, Tuesday night is tafsir. So this week what we did is, we took that verse, Inna al-Muslimin al-Muslimat, wal-Mu'minin al-Mu'minat, the beginning of the 22nd Juz. Umme Salama radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why in the Quran everything is only masculine? Why feminine is not mentioned? Then Allah mentioned these 10 qualities. That if you have these 10 qualities, then you go straight to Jannah. Inna al-Muslimin al-Muslimat, we must have true Islam. Wal-Mu'minin al-Mu'minat, true Iman. Wal-Qanitin wal-Qanitat, you must be obedient. Wal-Sadiqin wal-Sadiqat, you must be truthful. Wal-Khashi'in wal-Khashi'at, you have to have that humility. Wal-Mutasaddiqin wal-Mutasaddiqat, and you must give charity actively. And then wasa'imin wasa'imat, and those people who are fasting, you see, besides Ramadan also. Wasa'imin wasa'imat wal hafizin furujum wal hafizat, and those who protect their private parts. You see that, male and female. And wazakirin Allah kathira wazakirat. You won't find in the Quran Sharif the word kathira attached to any action besides zikrullah. See, even in this verse, nowhere Allah used the word adjective kathira, but for zikr Allah used it. You men and women, remember Allah profusely, abundantly, and the best zikr is tilawatul Quran, and then all the other zikr comes. Afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah, afdalu du'ai alhamdulillah, open Mishkat Sharif Mustada Ahmad. So daily we must read a portion, a passage of the noble Quran. Then Allah will grant us maghfiratu wa ajran azima. Oh, human being, you committed major sins, minor sins, never mind, I forgive you. I love you, and go to Ajran Azeema, a magnificent reward beyond your perception and comprehension. Go see the Quran, the beauty, the glory of it. Then lively Q&A and so forth and so on. So that was Tuesday night, and then Wednesday, Hazrat Mufti Sahib going to Pakistan or somewhere else, Allah alone knows. So he'll come back on 20th, that's what the students said, on of October. So therefore, Wednesdays now we do our own work and so forth and so on. We got enough work to do, all the emails, WhatsApp, prepare articles for the Muslim Woman magazine. Inshallah, all of you should purchase the one now for October. It's out there by the market and the bakeries and supermarkets and so forth. Wonderful articles there. So Allah Jalla Wala reward our sisters, mashallah, for that also. And now we have three parts there. We have the article, we have the Q&A, and then we have the Asma'ullah al-Husna. That what is the meaning, what are the virtues, when should you read it, and so forth and so on. Allah commands us, chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah Jalla Wala has wonderful, beautiful name, so invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by His wonderful, beautiful names. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You by heart it, the 99 names of Allah, you go to Jannah. And if you look inside and you read it, no problem. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So daily, husband, wife, parents, children, siblings, make it a habit. Even in your haiz and menses, even in your nifas and your postnatal, postpartum, you should be reading the 99 names of Allah. The love for Allah Jalla Wala will increase. Our iman will be enhanced. How we read Salawat Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love for the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam increases. So there is a win-win situation. Then Thursday, mashallah, Mu'azahid and myself, we discuss Iraq. Because why? Igyarvi Sharif. So you'll know what is Igyarvi Sharif. So you must remember that some people, they go to Baghdad special during this month, Rabi'ul Akhir. And then they go there to pay respect to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Pirani Pir. So it was 2000, I also went. I told Briggs, I told Abu Bakr here of Naiwel Makavan, no I. So I speak Mehman with him sometimes. He said, you can't go alone. So he said, speak to this one brother if he agrees. So I spoke to him, his name also Abdul Qadir. So I asked him, Pa Makavan, no I, Iraq, I also want to go. He said, from which gam you are? From where your forefathers came in India? I told him, Banwar. So there in India, I visited Banwar also in 95 December. So he said, you on. No other questions. So I told Briggs, he told, he asked me that. He said, very good, Khalas, you on. Then if he said yes, you was, because they don't allow individuals to go and couples to go. You must go in a group, you see. So then I saw there what things. Iraq, fascinating. The Anbiya buried there, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, Sahaba buried there, Salman Farsi and Sayyidina Ali, and remember Huzaifa bin Yaman and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu, thousands of Sahaba. And remember, you have the Abbasid dynasty who ruled the Ummah for 525 years from that part of the world, Iraq and Baghdad and so forth. Then Saddam Hussein came, you see that. And the hotel we stayed was Funduq Rashid, the best hotel in all of Iraq. Saddam and them built it for the name, non-aligned movement. And in the entry, they had George W. Bush, his photo snapped there. You must step on him. I have to enjoy it. Put both my feet there, so it will make a big noise. Every time you tramp on it, it goes ping, ping. You see, so we put it both times. So we must show these America's haramis, war criminals, a nice lesson. Well done. Allah grant President Saddam Hussein Jannat al-Firdaus. He died with the kalima. He died as a Sunni, and he fixed up all these kafir Shias and so forth. crimes he committed. We don't deny that, but Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So anyway, you must remember that. So people go because Pirani Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwaral Umar Qadahu. His Milad Mubarak took place on 1st of Ramadan and the year 470 after Hijrah. He passes away at the ripe old age of 91, and this was on the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir and the year 561. It was Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, and they called it Igyarvi Sharif. Thousands and thousands of people come. Arab countries, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, from Europe and where and where. When I went, so I saw all the bid'ah and haram things going on the 8th, 9th night. So when that 11th night came, I used that what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam did. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, they told him, come here, this, that. Then he looked towards the sky and he saw the stars. فَنَذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. He told them, I'm sick. They thought he's physically sick. He meant he's sick of their kufr and shirk and so forth. Then he went and smashed their idols beside the big one to smotherings. So I just told them, I'm not coming, I'm not well. Because I saw, if this is what's happening in the introduction, what will happen on that night, you see that? But they realized that this guy is not this. And we love Hazrat Pirani Pir. My name is after him. I was born in Ramadan. Hazrat Pirani Pir got married when I was 51 years old, 49 children. 51 to 91, 40 years he was married, 4 wives, and 49 children. Can you believe that? Another karamat that is, you must remember that. So I went inside the house also, where the family lives today and all that, you see, because our guys got a lot of contact, a lot of noor. You see the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and them, subhanallah. You just see noor, noor everywhere there. He was a humble scholar, rahmatullah alayhi. So we must love the awliyaullah, but you can't be reading salat in their direction and making ruku and sajda and all these type of things. That is what is objectionable. So anyway, that was Thursday night day in Baghdad and so forth. Thousands of people from South Africa also go. Some of my own friends are gone and so forth. I said, where are you going? He said, I want to go check what's happening there. I said, yeah, go check, but don't do this and ABC. So we just explained to them. So we explained that Thursday. And then Thursday, Mondays and Thursdays, our brother Haji Yusuf Asmal, he's our Waliullah in Sufi Masjid, you see. Very pious person. So Mondays, Thursdays, he make iftar. I go sit with him. But I'm not fasting. I tell him also. And anybody else, I tell him, you know. I say, we just talk some business, you see that. So he asks question or some masla, or I ask him something and so forth. So nice, we have some dates and all that. But I'm not fasting, I just have company with him. So that is in our Sufi masjid, and then we read the salat and so forth. Then I sit in a masjid, and then I read Surah Kahf, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Al-Imlam Mim Sajda, and Surah Tabarak and all that for good, powerful memory. You see that? Hadith in Tirmidhi. You must do that Salatan or Khamsan or Sab'an for 3, 5, 7 consecutive weeks. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. So he did it for 7 weeks, and he said, my memory is top, tip-top condition. Perfect. You see that retentive, powerful memory. Hadith in Tirmidhi, mashallah. And therefore, if I'm a HIF teacher, after the student can read fluently, I'll teach them these surahs first. With these 4 long surahs. So every Thursday night, after Maghrib, after Isha, they must read this. You see that? So in that way, it'll benefit them. Quick, quick, they'll become Hafiz. My Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mohana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarullah Marqadahu, almost 100 years old when he passed away. He became Hafiz 27 days. I asked him personally. He said, it's true. And so I asked him, Hazrat, how you manage? He said, Jawani ka zamana. I was very young. From Fajr, from Sehri time till Iftar time, I had to learn. And then go read 20 rakats alone. And so forth. The people were shocked, you see. So that is. Then the second time he did it, when Qadi Sahib came, he said, I can't believe this. I want to see it. Said, okay, I'll do it again, inshallah. And you must take out the mistakes. Hazrat told me all this himself. So that is our asatiza, our great, great teachers and mentors and so forth and so on. Friday came, mashallah. So my brother Haji Ahmed Abdi was here. You see that? and Usama Khayyat. This time we did something which I never heard any Saudi Imam saying. So mashallah, you see, his khutbah was okay and that, but the dua he made dua for Palestine, he made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa, he made dua for Gaza, he mentioned Gaza. No Imam I heard from the Makkah Imams using the term Gaza in there. So I said, Ameen, Ameen, loudly, you see that? So now they're realizing that thus America, Israel, all haramis. It's in our own interest. We rather join Hamas and the Mujahideen and so forth. And then we'll be following the right track. But see Saudi Arabia, they're allowing the professional comedians, making a mockery of the hijab and niqab and Islam. They're allowing the porn actors and prostitutes now to enter. So all this is documented, but they you want to come tell me, Salafi scholars, that this is Hukumatul Rashida. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I refuse to make dua for these Najdis. Najd, Riyad, Qasim, Ail, Hadith, Bukhari Sharif, remember, nobody can reject it unless you're a moron, that is different. So you must remember, because there'll be fitnas from there. Just look at the fitnas, gay drivers and what is going on. Bira, halal beer and all that. So every vice is getting legalized there slowly, slowly. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and all our masajid. The istima started on Friday, mashallah. Yeah, you understand, in Marcus. So I made intention that Saturday I will go, but I had a nikah. These people, this is for my tafsir, you know, for years now. So 3-4 months ago, they told me that Kapko. I said, okay, no problem, I'll perform the nikah and that. So I thought I'll get the love, but nobody was going then. So that go. Then yesterday, Sunday, I thought I will go, but really I wasn't feeling well in the morning. My head was spinning and dizzy. So I told my nephew, Mona Ismail Karim, he's telling me, come, come, it's ulama program in Das and there, 10 to 12 Sunday morning. I told him, I'm not feeling well by it. So he's our big waliullah in our family. He told me, go sleep for 3-4 hours. So I took that advice and go sleep. Then I felt better because I have Q&A also, you see. So Allah Ta'ala, the siha, this health Allah give us is a great, great bounty and favor of Allah. Little bit of our head pain or we feel dizzy or something happens, then for us we think it's small qiyamah. So you must read chapter 21, verse 83. Anni masani yadurru anta rahmur rahimin. So Haji Ahmed Abdi took me to Roshni and mashallah, he was driving fast, you see. So exactly 12:30, I walked into the masjid, you see, read my sunnahs and all. And thereafter, started the lecture at 12:35 and we ended off at about 1 or 1 o'clock or 1:05. Masjid Usman gets full, 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 full. Allah Ta'ala reward the trustee. Whenever I go there, he's missing Haji Ibrahim Gattu. That's what they tell me. So we spoke on various things. I told them 2nd October. So Friday was 3rd October. 2nd October, Salahuddin Ayyubi liberated Palestine in the year 1187, 838 years ago. Did you make dua for him, O Ummah? What the ihsan and favor he did this Ummah. Where is the Salahuddin of today? Then we spoke of Hazrat Pirani Pir, because Friday night by us is the 11th night and so forth, the day when he passed away and so forth. So we must know about this Akabir and great, great awliyaullah. Then we spoke of Ghazza al-Mubarakah, that we see what is happening there. This whole peace process, they want to put them into a trap. You see that? So that they can extend the Israel into Syria, into Lebanon, into Saudi, and into Palestine, and steal more and more. Thus, we say there's only one solution. And the solution, Israel must be wiped off the face of this earth. That is the only solution. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. So therefore, Hamas, they must keep on playing with them and telling them, we will release your hostages, give them quarter half, and tell them the other half we're looking for them because you bombed them, we don't know where they are. So like that, they must do and fix them up, you see. That they know what to do better than us. So, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And then we spoke about the holidays and so forth, what your children are doing and so forth and so on. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. And many people, the first time in their life, they hear these things, you know. So one chap told me, he said, I like you. You don't jiga. You don't make zigzag and go round the table and round the flowers and the grass. And the, you speak straight, you see. So I had a good laugh, you see. Then, mashallah, we went to Hafiz Riyaz's place for lunch, my cousin, you see that? He's Hafiz, his wife Hafiz, children Hafiz. Allah reward him, Mubarak family. After that, I told Haji Ahmed Abdi, 5 minutes, we go graveyard to see Manji Fui Hute, Aisha Fui, you see that? So then she passed away in 94, Ramadan. Ramadan is definite, but I think 94. Because I came from Newcastle, I to perform janaza. So then our colleagues are there, Ibrahim Gangat and Mamumtaz ul Haq, and many other people, Riyaz's parents and so forth. So Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Then Hafiz, our Haji Ahmed Abdi, Hafizab people say, so that we go to Hafiz Hussein Kolya's place. He passed away last week, Monday. So go there for Taziyat, you see. So we met the son, Maulana Muhammad and so forth, and we gave. I told him that his father made Hajj with us once, twice also. So we are very active in Jamaat and Tabliq and that. You see, Allah grant him and all the Marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Then I said that let's go there to the dear the Madrasa. So when we came there, he said, let's go to Maulana Sattariya. I said, very good. I haven't been there in my life. So we landed up by Maulana Sattariya's place, you see. So he was excited, his son was excited, and all that first of my life I came. They said, Hazrat just left now. I said, which Hazrat now? He said, Hazrat Mohana Ramadan, you see, 100 years old, Hazrat Madani, Shaykhul Islam's Khalifa. He just left 5-10 minutes before us, you see, that. So anyway, then I was tired, and Haji Ahmad had to go also to Istima. And then we came back, Allah reward him, but this week we're giving him off, inshallah, we're going to Eastern Cape, inshallah, Al-Aziz, Allah Qabul Farmai. And then on Saturday, you see that, and then lot of the rest and sleeping and all that, and then Sunday, I told you, I wasn't then the Q&A, so Allah Ta'ala accept all that, and Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, and Allah reward all the listeners as well. Okay, next up, 2:30 to 3, Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 4 will be the Q&A of this morning with Hafiz Wadi, 4 o'clock the news, and then Ukari Hanif, 4 to 5. That Amare Zindagi Kese Badaling, how we'll change our life for the better. So change our lives for the better. Mohalid Yaqub 5 to 7, 7 to 7:30, the tafsir of mine. And then Moh Dawood Siddharth, the dream of Shah Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahimahullah. And that Imam Dawood Siddharth 7:30 to 8, and 8 to 10 the Q&A with Moh Khail and Khalid Yaqub and myself. And then will be at 10 o'clock to 11. That Sahaba, Islam ke muhafiz, they are the defenders of Islam, by Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi, mashallah, wonderful topic. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.